Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 6.
So we have uniform leaks with the Houston Texans. Did the looniest NFL player in recent history perhaps put the final uppercut in the league at 20? But I got to wonder. I used to work at FedEx back in my day. Shout out to our UPS folks. Shout out to our FedEx folks. Shout out to our factory workers. The helmet leak yesterday, and by the way, my man's reflection was right in the helmet. So, I mean, there's really no hiding when you're taking a picture of a helmet in that shiny-ass helmet and it's coming back at you. Did someone you think actually, in today's economy, that's a mofo, especially if you're working at a place like FedEx or UPS. And one of our listeners, Scott, actually brought this up. He's been at UPS for 34 years. Shout out to you, my friend. Did someone really risk losing their job just to put out a little photo of a helmet on the internet? Is that where we're at?
It's like, how dumb are you really? Because, I mean, you're risking your job. You're risking litigation. I mean, you could be the target of things that you haven't even considered, but probably at the very least should have thought, you know what? Maybe I should, if I do want to get a sneak peek, if I want to, why don't I just leak it to myself? Why don't I just
Yeah, just hold on to it.
Why would I share it with the public?
Yeah, and the other thing is this. So, I'm sure there's a lot of people who've lost jobs before.
Yeah.
And there's reasons, and there's a lot of people who lose a job, and you can talk about it, and it might have been situational. Maybe you didn't get along with the boss. Maybe, I don't know, just wasn't the right situation for you. You weren't in the right headspace, like all that. You can kind of explain it. But if you're a factory worker, shout out to all the factory workers. Seriously, nothing but love for you guys. And enjoy this time, because I know that once the season comes around and we're talking Christmas season, it's crazy for you. You're probably still recovering from that. But how do you go from one factory to another? And when you put the reason that you left your job, it's because you posted a picture of confidential gear and it went on social media. Like, how do you find another gig for doing that?
Let's be honest here. Okay, can we? It's just us here talking. Just the in the loop, the loopholes talking here. If you were dumb enough to do this and you were put in the situation that you just described, would you be honest enough to be specific about why you got fired from your job?
They're going to ask, right?
They need to do the work. I am not volunteering. I'm just going to be honest with y'all, man. I am not volunteering specifically. It just didn't work out. We just parted ways. I'm pretty sure that dude is an at-will employee. Pretty sure he doesn't have a contract. He ain't got to be that specific, man. I wouldn't. I'm going to tell you, man, I would not be like, hey, I'm hire me. I happen to be the dumbest guy in the world.
We got the crazy gallery coming up right now. You can tell that the number one golfer is heading our way when you look at that golf crowd right there. Goodness gracious.
It feels kind of intense, man.
Yeah, it's Nelly Korda coming through. And she's from Florida. She's apparently pretty big deal, and you can kind of tell it's got like a tiger gallery. We're live, by the way, at the Chevron Championship 53rd edition here in H-Town, and you got the media here. You can tell she's coming through. And we'll get the we'll have the front row view right here. Ooh. But I just wonder, like, how do you – I mean, you're getting – it's one thing to steal boxes, but it's a complete another thing to post a picture of the helmet.
It's clear that dude does not understand reflection. Like, if he at all considered that a helmet reflects and they can actually see me in this, like, this is not a jersey.
The other thing is there's probably cameras in the factory. So, it's like, I'm assuming that when you're – that type of stuff is going through a factory that they wouldn't – there's cameras right there that can see you.
Risking your job is one thing. And maybe, like, I'll even give him the benefit of the doubt. Actually, I won't because he's an idiot. But he might even know where the cameras are. Maybe he knows something about the camera system where he works that we don't. But what I do know is helmets, especially the dark colored ones, reflect.
The guy said, and I guess a guy posted it, and he said something like, yeah, my boy works at the factory and saw this. And I'm like, you snitch. Yeah, you're even worse.
Yikes.
You're even worse.
Yikes.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Controversy in the Texans war room. What does that look like? Nick Caserio, Hardo Caserio, spoke yesterday, and he was asked about the communication between he and the rest of his staff. And here was Nick Caserio's description of what that is like. And it got me thinking, what exactly does controversy look like at 42? Here's Nick Caserio.
We're not trying to get to a point where we just agree on everything, but we're trying to get to a point where we see players similarly, we envision the role similarly. We're never going to force a player on a coach because it's unfair to really anybody involved. So we're not going to make decisions in a vacuum. We're going to take all the information in. We're going to aggregate as much information as possible. And ultimately, D'Amico and I will sit down and go through it and then figure out, like, what decision makes the most sense. So maybe it's, okay, if we have a group of four players, we're comfortable with one of the four players. Okay, so then ultimately we're going to have to make a decision there. But there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of discussion back and forth. It's ongoing. We've actually had a couple follow-up meetings once we kind of got through the first wave. Hey, take a look at this group, six or eight players. Hey, can you do an informal Zoom call with them? We're just trying to get more information. Then we'll come back. Hey, how'd it go? Well, we had a question about this. What did you think? So we're aggregating a lot of information, and there's a lot of dialogue. I mean, D'Amico's probably sick of me walking in his office every day, but literally we talk about players. We talk about the team on a day-to-day basis. So it's all about communication. So you can't over-communicate in situations like this. You're making big decisions on behalf of the organization. So I'm just trying to kind of steer it in the right direction and be a steward and, you know, be supportive of everybody and be receptive to, you know, everybody's opinion. At some point, we got to draw the line somewhere. But hopefully we're identifying the right people for the organization. We see the vision. We see the role. But their information and input is certainly valued without question.
Okay. There you go. So let's pretend we get to 42. And let's pretend that the Texans have a disagreement when it comes to who to pick. Let's say Bobby Slowick wants I don't know, a tight end, a receiver, or a running back.
Yeah, offensive player.
Let's say D'Amico wants a defensive guy. Let's say Caserio's somewhere in the middle. Is Caserio the one that steps in and says, all right, we got to go this way at the risk of ticking off either one of his guys?
No.
Do they have to come to some sort of agreement? Because he says they're not trying to agree. Or I think where you're heading is D'Amico gets to say what goes, and that's the final word, and no one can do a damn thing about it.
Not only that, I'll even go a step further and say that in some cases, all right, like I think maybe in some cases, maybe even like the referee could change. But ultimately it's going to be D'Amico. But when he says, I go back to the beginning part of that where he says we're not going to force a player on a coach. Well, I feel like that means that neither Caserio or D'Amico is going to force an offensive player on Bobby Slowick, right? So, like, if Bobby Slowick's not feeling the player, I wonder how that works. Does D'Amico gets the power, but between, like, say, Nick and Bobby, if Nick likes the player or Nick, you know, Nick likes the player and Bobby doesn't, then D'Amico's, I feel like, is going to defer to Bobby and say, hey, Nick, we're not going to get that player. Bobby's not feeling them. You know what I mean? So I think not only does D'Amico have the say, but he even gets to be the referee in this case.
We are sitting right here, and the number one golfer in the world is about to hit an approach shot right in front of us. She's currently tied for second. She's sitting at minus four. Kelly Korda. Or Nelly Korda, excuse me. She is about to hit an approach shot, and she's got a hell of a crew with her.
Yeah, man.
And I'm actually kind of intrigued to see how this goes. Let's go a little golf here, a little Jim Nance.
Yeah, man.
Man, she's thinking about the club right now. Got her caddy. She's probably, how far out is she? Can we estimate? What is that, like 160, 170? Yeah,
something like that.
She's got some water to her right. She's feeling it out. She's waiting for her. She's waiting for the other girl to hit. The other girl doesn't seem as comfortable as she does.
Well, because she's not hurt.
Might be intimidated. Remember the Tiger intimidation back in the day?
Yeah, yeah. What happened to that? Didn't feel that.
I don't think that Nelly Korda is going to have side pieces. I don't know.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm just saying. That's kind of where Tiger's downfall happened.
Hey, man, when you get to the top, man.
Man, here you go. We'll get some warm-up cut right here. I know everybody loves some. Oh, man, she's kind of got a tough lie here, though. I don't know about this one. This ain't Korda, though. So this is kind of, oh, yeah, she's going low. She's trying to run it up like me. Oh, okay, she did it. Right here on the fringe. Okay. Not bad. Can't hate on that. Now we're about to get the real deal. Nelly Korda right here. Let's see what a number one swing looks like just right here. Look at that perfect drive. Just right here. Here we go. The approach. Oh, my gosh. She's going to stick this, isn't she? Right here at the boom. Oh, yeah. Be putting for birdie when we come back. Kelly Korda, come out. Nelly Korda. I keep saying Kelly. Come out. We're live at the LPGA Chevron Championship, 53rd edition out here. Hell of an experience. What does a disagreement look like between Bobby, Nick, D'Amico? B. Scott says D'Amico gets final word. But coming up next, the many lives of Justin Verlander. We're going to see the next one play out. What should we expect as the seven-year relationship between Justin Verlander and the Astros has continued? What should we expect? And is Brandon Scott taking it too far? Does Brandon Scott need to be talked to by It's Early guy? We'll discuss next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.